Hello and welcome to the Live Well podcast. I'm your host, Liv, naturopath turned seven-figure business owner and wealth activator who is obsessed with igniting your life and business from the inside out. Join us as we fuse groundbreaking strategies with the power of energetics and the wisdom of the nervous system to truly create a life and business that flows. Each episode, we will dive deep with no BS advice to create massive results while we explore the realms of growth and expansion in a way that honestly feels chill and relaxed. If you are looking for enlightening discussions and profound expansion, then you are in the right place. It is time to step into all that is possible. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Live Well podcast. I hope you are having a fantastic day. I feel like, I mean, every day is a beautiful, incredible day, but we've entered the quantum. There's a different level of things going on right now, a different level of rearranging and things transpiring. And I am so excited to be here. I'm so excited that you are here listening. I'm so excited for everything going on, the episodes we've been dropping. We have some fantastic guests who have been on the show, who are going to be coming to the show. It's a fantastic time. So today we are back with the most powerful question that you can ask yourself. And one of the biggest, well, before we dive in, this question is important because it will change everything in your life. And I really don't say this lightly. This is not like, yeah, it'll change your life. If you're OGs of the podcast, you know I get straight to the point. I give you all the juice, all the tea, all the organic decaf coffee with full fat coconut milk and lion's mane, which is what I'm drinking. Because this question will change how much money you make, the success you have in your business, your friendships, your relationships, your parenting, right? The dynamic and relationship with your kids. It will change your health. It literally changes everything. Your self-love, your self-worth. I mean, like I could name anything and everything. This is literally the most powerful question to ask yourself. And that is, what are you normalizing? And I really want you to stay like plugged into this episode, save it because you're going to need to hear this a few times. And what I'm going to get into this episode is very useful, right? We're going to be breaking this down because one of the biggest limitations I see is in what people normalize. And I've seen this for my whole life, but especially since I started my business. And this is also like very much where you want to call it psychic, you want to call it intuitive, like I see things other people don't see and I put the puzzle pieces together and automatically I see what people are normalizing and how that actually makes sense in terms of what they're experiencing with life, with money, with business. And they don't realize that it's causing a mismatch between what they desire and what they're experiencing. And one of my biggest strengths is being able to normalize a higher standard for what I desire to receive and embodying that fiercely with conviction in order to anchor in that new level faster. I learned very early on that what you normalize is what you receive. I know how to raise the standard of what I normalize to be a match for what I desire. I know how to embody that frequency despite other people around me normalizing less. I know how to hold them fiercely with conviction to anchor that new level, like I said, faster. And the extraordinary life and business I have created show it, right? So if you feel stagnant, chances are it's because you've actually outgrown what you've currently normalized and it's time for an upgrade. Like if you feel like things are stale, things are right? Things are good, but like not quite extraordinary yet, right? It's because you've actually outgrown this current level and like you need an upgrade. The song like Upgrade You by Beyonce has been like, one of my jams lately because I've been talking a lot about normalizing and it's all about upgrading. And it's funny because a lot of the time when clients come to me, they don't realize that they've been normalizing a lower standard than what they desire. And that's the thing I really want you to realize, is that until you actually take a step back and analyze it and overhaul it and look at it, you're unconsciously, you're not really aware of it. You're operating at this low standard that's a mismatch, right? It's a very square peg round hole. And then they realize the aha moment as what they've been normalizing is not a match for what they desire. Because there are sneaky ways you may not realize that you're normalizing a lower standard that is sabotaging your next level, right? And so we're going to uncover them. Because the truth is that you receive what you normalize. And you always have the opportunity to shift what you're receiving in life and business by raising the bar on what you're normalizing. Like every moment of the day is an opportunity. And this is where, you know, some people get stuck in the self-sabotage of, you know, some people are just lucky or you're just born that way. I call it what you're normalizing, right? It's not luck. It's not born this way. The reason my clients have the results, the reason I have the results, the life, the business, the everything, we're going to be diving into that, is because of what I normalize. Because when you're fully aware of what you're normalizing and you know how to raise the bar so that you naturally become a match for it, right? Everything rearranges at hyperspeed. And so I really want to share with you kind of like some of the pivotal things in terms of, you know, when I look back, what I had to normalize in order to have the life and business that I do, right? And so if you are a true OG, and I know some of the you guys have been with me since like the very beginning, the very first podcast episode, and, you know, I was talking a lot about chronic health symptoms and health symptoms in general. And, you know, when I was first struggling with those chronic health symptoms, I was told I would just have to manage them, have to manage the bloating and the IBS and the anxiety and the acne and the PMS is just something that happens. My God, I really hope that, you know, you're still not normalizing bloating or PMS being normal or hormonal issues being normal or gut issues being normal or anxiety being normal or endometriosis being normal or any fatigue being normal, any of the things, right? And so while I was told I would just have to manage them, I decided to get to the root and dissolve them for good. I didn't normalize that was something I was just going to have to live with, something I would just have to manage. I was like, well, that's bullshit, right? So what happened? Because I didn't normalize that, I actually found the root cause. I released the emotions that were stuck in my nervous system, and my chronic health symptoms disappeared within a matter of weeks and never came back. And it didn't take long. It didn't take years to heal my symptoms. It took a matter of weeks and they were gone and gone for good. This is what happens to my clients, right? When I was dating after, for those of you who don't know, I was engaged previously to other than my current fiance. And so there was a period where I was dating between the previous person and this person. And when I was dating, I was told that my standards were too high and that I wouldn't meet a man who meets them all. And this is also after I had done a lot of like self-worth work and self-love work. And I was like, no, I have a certain standards in terms of what they value, their view on things, how they perceived me, my business. Like, I remember dating people who didn't believe in the Akashic records or didn't believe in spirituality, people who were in lack and scarcity, who were triggered by how much money I made, all the things, right? And it's like, well, you're not going to be able to meet someone who's, you know, spiritually awake, but also is like, you know, in their masculine and also this and also that, you know, also values a certain standard of living. For me, it was very important that the person I'm with lives a healthy lifestyle. You know, the person that I'm with, you know, eats gluten-free, eats clean, like, doesn't eat fast food, doesn't eat junk food, doesn't, like, that is a very high standard I hold. And I've held that, you know, for 15 years. I remember my fiance asked a couple days ago, like, when I first went gluten-free, and I'm pretty sure I was 17 or 18. So, like, over 15 years now, about 15 years. Let's say about 15 years. I'm like 32. So, about 15 years. That was a standard I had. And I was very upfront with that in the beginning. When I met him, I was like, no, like, if you want to be part of my life, if you want to like date and you want to be the one, this is the standard that I have. This is the standard I have in terms of, you know, like I said, the quality of food I buy, the quality of water I drink. I need a man who can not be triggered by how much money I make, who can be in his masculine, who can hold that easily, who believes in what I do, right? Who isn't, doesn't think the Akashic records are made up or that's not possible. And not only that, I also wanted someone who wasn't just, to me, the bare minimum of someone is supportive, but someone who's going to call me forward and someone who's actually going to help me grow. And as someone who's very growth oriented, it's a large shoe to fill to find someone who can call me forward. Because I spend obviously a lot of my life calling my clients forward, calling people forward in general, like in my podcast, in my content. And I want someone who's going to help call me forward, right? I can't have someone who I'm dragging them along. It needs to be like a partnership, right? Where I call them forward, they call me forward. It's a match, right? Big shoes to fill, you know, even in terms of like, I wanted someone who had a flexible schedule. For me, it wouldn't work. Someone who had to go to an office for a 9 to 5 and, you know, like reported to a boss. I couldn't take a day off when we needed, or if we wanted to travel, if we just wanted to hang out, like I wanted someone who's like their own boss essentially. And so those are like a lot of the main standards. And someone would say, like, that's a lot, but I held the standard. I normalized it. I was like, no, I can't, anything less, not worth it. And enter my fiance and future baby daddy, no settling required. Fulfills all of that and more. Not only meets my standards, but exceeds them. Ugh, yum. Calls me forward. Ugh, yum, right? I remember when I got pregnant the first time, and a lot of people have this fear that like when you have kids, like your business is going to be slower, or like, you know, things are going to slow down, etc. And I remember we hit our highest month ever at the time, despite that, like I didn't feel well for those 5 months. We still made more money. I was quote unquote doing less because I was unwell on the couch, still had our highest month ever. Right? I didn't normalize that would be a limitation, right? Through all the years of running my business, through the pandemic, through this, through that, the, I don't know, economy, whatever, through people telling me like it wouldn't work, that it wasn't possible to do it, especially from a relaxed place. And we quantum leap to 7-figure business that continues to grow while enjoying luxuries in life along the way. I was never going to like suffer through it. I was never going to like make money, but it comes at a cost of like my peace or my mental health or my happiness. It's like, no, we're going to do this and we're going to have fun and we're going to travel and fly first class and eat quality food and drink spring water and stay in 5-star hotels and go to the spa and do this and do that. And I get to have it all. And that's fiercely convicted in who I am. I don't believe in choosing. I believe I get to have it all, and I normalize having it all. Where other people normalize things have to be slower, things have to be hard. And I don't believe that. I've normalized that standard. So it's not what I experience. It's not what my clients experience, right? Where some people say the economy, no one's bad. I decided to not only pivot my business 2 months ago, that was already extremely successful, may I add. So it's not like I had to pivot because things aren't working, or I pivoted because like it failed. Like some people, you know, you might start a new business or do something new when something else, you know, fails and you start from scratch. Nothing was failing. Like it was doing really well, but I still decided to make a pivot. And a lot of people can get scared of either pivoting or making changes to their either business model or their offer suite or what they want to do. But I decided we were going to make more money in the process. And we are up this year compared to last with a major pivot in quote unquote a play time where no one's buying and the economy and or insert XYZ limitation. So tell me again. And this is what I mean by this is a very powerful question. And I love to share these examples because I really want you to see how it's not like I'm speaking from not having done the moves, of not having to hold the standard. And I wanted to paint a picture really of, you know, yes, I did it with my health and then I did it with my relationship and my business and how much money I make, but I'm also doing it now currently. This is something I continue to do. I've seen people normalize that like, oh, if it's going to pivot, it's going to take time. Like time is an illusion. It's a construct of the mind. I operate beyond space and time. I operate in the quantum. My quantum compound method, which we have something fun coming with that soon. There's a reason. In all these instances, I normalized a higher standard, which is why I have created an extraordinary life and business. Show me what you're normalizing and I will show you what you're experiencing. And I hope that, like, you know, packs a punch for you. That's like a very good, you know, golden key code from this episode. Because if you show me what you're normalizing, I will show you what you're experiencing. It's always a match. And that's the thing, is that sometimes we can feel frustrated or bitter or upset or sad or whatever for what we're experiencing, but show me what you're normalizing. And I remember, was it last week I got this DM? Maybe a couple of weeks ago. And it was one of those limitations about the economy, like, the economy, you get it. And I was like, no, I don't. Like, sorry, can't relate. And I don't say this from, like, you know, up on my high horse. I say this because no, like, I've done the work to not normalize that. So that's not what I experience, right? So what's yours can't find you if you're lowering your standards. The things you desire cannot find you. And like I said, if you feel stagnant, it's because you've outgrown what you've currently normalized and you need to upgrade it, right? So if you're lowering, you're not normalizing that higher standard. And the thing is, you don't receive your goals. You receive what you normalize. It needs to be normalized to your system. Not, it's a goal. Normal. This is normal for my life. This is normal for what I experience. Normal. So the wealth, the clients, the income, the freedom, the peace, the bliss cannot find you if your standards do not match. It's a standard. I guarantee you have some standards. It's probably a standard right now that you brush your teeth every morning. At least I hope so. Probably a standard that you shower every day. But if your standards are not incongruent with what you say you desire, it's like playing hide and seek. You're hiding, wondering where it is and why it can't find you. And it's looking around, wondering where you are. Everything you desire actually wants you back. You just need to stop hiding from it. Right? When you shift what you normalize, it's like pulling off this cloak of invisibility. Big fan of Harry Potter. Right? And so it can see you. Your energetic signal is a match. And this may sound simple, but there are incongruencies that I guarantee I can find in you, in your day, and how you're being, and how you're doing, and how you're operating. Right? Maybe you desire a relaxed business, but you're overworking, thinking more is more. Maybe you have a boatload of one-on-one clients or a boatload on your to-do list, and your means you're on calls all day, every day, or you're running around doing things and rushing around. Maybe you want freedom and slow mornings, yet your current business model requires you to be on all the time to make money, and the fear of an income dip keeps you running it the same way. You actually want chill time, but you're not normalizing that. You're normalizing running around like a chicken with your head cut off or needing to be on. We need to keep do, because if you don't, all income dip. And we've already run through the example of, you know, you don't need to have an income dip. You can shift your business and not have an income dip. I can give so many more examples, but this would be a long podcast episode. I can tell the story how I went from like 15 one-on-one clients, you know, what did we go to 8 without an income dip, and then to 5 without an income dip. Like, it doesn't need to happen. I have so many instances with money, with business, with life, where I've held the standard and nothing dips, nothing happens, right? Maybe you desire a certain kind of client, yet you're still taking on the ones who you don't desire to serve, and you're trying to drag them with you in hopes that they get it, right? In hopes that they sign up for your program or your offer. You keep speaking to them instead. You're normalizing that instead of talking to the ones you actually want to talk to, because you can't, like, let go. Or are you taking it on because you think you're not going to get another kind of client? So you take on the one that has red flags or seems like they're going to be difficult to deal with, who doesn't really feel aligned, who you're not excited to, but you're scared you're not going to make money. So you normalize that. How are you going to receive the clients you want to receive? You won't, right? Maybe you desire a certain income or X cash month. Yet the way you're operating in your day and the way you behave with money is not a match for the woman who has it now. You lower your prices. You put things on sale when you don't actually want to. It's out of lack. Or you say yes to things or the clients that give you the gratification now versus actually holding the standard of what you're normalizing to be a match for more. Right? This is like, there's so many, and obviously even within that, there's so many ways you could be operating in your day. Yes, with the lowering the prices or putting things on sale, but it's also the lack with which you're posting, the pressure you put on yourself, right? You can't, if you're normalizing that, it doesn't feel normal to your system to receive more. Maybe you desire a certain relationship dynamic, right? Ones that feel nourishing and supportive. Yet right now you are lowering your standards out of fear of rejection or being too much, quote unquote, too much, and feeling the need to people please. Someone might get disappointed in you or whatever. They may not like you. In all of these cases, and there's plenty more, like I think we touched on maybe 5 or 6, I could give countless more examples that I've seen where you're lowering your standards for what you don't desire instead of being able to embody the standard of what you do want and normalizing that. Because what's yours will find you when you are fiercely convicted about what you're normalizing. All right, like double star, underline, another like golden key code. What's yours will find you when you are fiercely convicted about what you're normalizing. Because it's not enough to simply say that you're normalizing a higher standard without the embodiment of what that looks like behind the scenes to back it up. You can't just journal in the morning, I'm normalizing, you know, $1 million in a year. I'm normalizing a relationship like this. I'm normalizing blah, blah. But then how you behave doesn't match that. And so this is why it requires, yes, you overhauling and auditing it, but it's also the embodiment of what it looks like to normalize that standard. What does it actually look like? And I swear it is not wearing the clothes that she wears. I think that's another misconception. It's like, oh, the version of me making X amount of money wears these clothes, so I'm going to wear these clothes, because that's not the thing. The clothes are like the cherry on top. It's how she's being. It's how she behaves in certain situations with money, with clients, in her business, in her relationships, in her friendships. You know, that's another big one. We'll add on another little example, but the friendships that you're normalizing and what people normalize in friendships. Remember, you're the 5 people you surround yourself with. We know. So maybe you're maybe in programs, you're doing the things, but who you're surrounding, what you're normalizing, the standards in your relationships, like outside, you know, your friendships, not necessarily your romantic ones, but your friends and perhaps family as well, don't actually match the standard of what you want. Maybe they do things that you don't agree with, or like that don't like are not in congruence. Maybe they stand you up all the time. Who knows? I've seen it all. Right, where there may be very much in lack and scarcity. Do you normalize that? Do you lower your standard to match that? Or do you hold a higher standard and communicate that? Because the thing is, I don't lower my standard for anyone, anytime. It doesn't matter if it's my fiance, my mom, a stranger, a client, a person on the internet, random family people I know. I don't lower my standard for my fiance's family. I don't lower it for my friends. I'm consistent in my standard across the board. It does not shift. So it doesn't matter if a friend, you know, is talking about this, or maybe they're talking about lack and scarcity in money and things being expensive and this and that. I'd have the same response as I would to a client, to my mom, to my, well, my fiance wouldn't do that, but you get what I mean. There's no fear that like, oh, what if they get mad or upset with me or this? I hold the standard because it's what I normalize. And I refuse to normalize anything less. I'm very fiercely convicted and crystal clear with no exception. Now, do not confuse this with like not having compassion, but it doesn't mean that you lower your standard, right? It doesn't mean that you absorb their standard. They say, you know, things, it doesn't affect you, right? They could say something about relationships or money or business or that, but it doesn't affect you. Do you change your standards of what you normalize to be relatable and agree? Someone says things, oh yeah, things are hard right now, the economy. Do you go, oh yeah, I know. I'm like, I actually don't subscribe to that. I actually said that to a friend the other day. Like they made a comment about something about expensive. Like I actually don't subscribe to the idea of something being expensive. No fear. That's just the standard I hold. Because I'm not going to be like, oh yeah. Like, no. Because I'm not going to normalize. I'm going to call them forward to a higher standard, right? So imagine a world where you are unapologetic about what you normalize and the standards you hold that will actually make you a match for what you desire. Right, where you no longer have to wonder if you're being realistic or asking for too much. That's the world I live in. It's the world my clients live in. All right, and this is what we're doing inside the What Are You Normalizing challenge. I have never done a challenge, but when this dropped in, my God, it was like, this is going to change the game for so many people. And there's already a boatload of incredible women inside. Right? We are going to audit and overhaul what you're currently normalizing. So not only do we establish a new standard, but you will know exactly how to normalize it, like the how in your life. Not just be like, yeah, I'm raising the standard in my relationship. All right, what's the standard? How is this looking? How is this integrating? Which is very important. Like I said, the embodiment is key. We're going to be breaking you out of where you're letting those outside of you dictate your standards, right? Where you can actually go higher and raise the bar even more. The bar you actually want to raise for what you actually want to experience. But like those around you, like, no, that's too much. You're not going to find a man like that. You can't have a business like that. You can't make seven figures and like work a couple hours a day. You can't do that. You can't do that, right? We're going to get rid of all that. We're going to learn all those sneaky little ways where you're normalizing a lower standard, where you don't realize, right, that unconscious response and how to shift out of that so you can claim and elevate to your next level. And this is not raising the standard once. You'll learn how to normalize every single new level you desire to experience. This is the exact process I use in order to audit what I'm normalizing, where it's not a match or congruent for where I desire to go, and how to implement it so you do not normalize that lower standard ever again. I am so, like I said, profoundly excited. This, even though the cost is low, like it's under $100, it is what it, the depth of what is in here could easily be like thousands of dollars, right? That we are having like a live Telegram broadcast where I will be dropping potent trainings for you over 7 days. To anchor in a new standard so that you can be a match for what you actually desire. And as I show you through, like how, what you're normalizing. So whether you join us live or whether you join later, you're still able, you don't miss any of the trainings. You're able to like jump right in and follow each of the trainings and follow everything to then implement it, right? Implementation is key. I decided what kind of health and physique I desired, boom, normalized. I decided what kind of relationship I desired, boom, normalized. I decide what kind of wealth I wanted to experience, boom, normalized. Decide what kind of business I desired, boom, normalized. So I cannot wait to see you inside. There is something magical also about being in a container with other women who are also normalizing a higher standard, right? Who are also calling themselves forward. Like it is so incredible because all of these women you know are not playing into limitations. All of these women you know can hold you in that higher standard. And like, we're all going there together. There's something so powerful about that, right? Obviously I'm holding everyone. So like you're held by me as well, but just like being in the room with other women who are like, oh, normalizing a higher standard. It is like a fuck yes from the soul. It is like, you just relax and you sink into it. Like you just melt and you're like, yes, yes, yes. So I invite you to join us. We will leave the link for that down below in the description. Like I said, I cannot wait to have you. And I will see you in the next episode.